that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERCDelivery.com, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports memorabilia, political, pop culture, something you have hiding in the attic. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. We'll try to answer your questions as well as we can with an estimate of what your item might sell for in an auction. I don't know what the deal is today, but I come in, Vince said good morning 16 times. He shook my hand 16 times. What's the deal, Vince?
Does that have anything to do with the LeBron autograph 16X?
Maybe that's it. I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's sold this week.
So do you want to fill people in on what the final price was?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It ended Tuesday evening,
$7,500. $7,500. Yeah, so, oh, baby.
It's a pretty lucky hit at your store in Naperville.
16 LeBron signatures in a booklet, one of one from Upper Deck Exquisite Collection. $7,500. Yes, sirree, Bob. And back at home now is Bill Huggins, who was at the Sun-Times show last weekend. Bill, did you pick up anything exciting while you were at the Sun-Times show?
Yeah, we sure did, Tom. A lot of people stopped by and had a few things to show us, and I had at least a dozen or more people say they love the show, can't wait to listen to it again, and they enjoy every time we're on.
Great. Any highlights, some exciting item that you picked up?
Well, the Joe Jackson item that we picked up was probably the highlight by all stretches. It was the advertisement from the D&M Sporting Goods from 1913. Yeah, it's probably the first one of these ever really seen, and I have no idea really what it's going to sell for. It's going to be in our February auction, and it'll be up on our website as soon as our auction that starts tomorrow ends in about 2 weeks. We put up the February item, so people will be able to get to see what this thing looks like, and I'm sure we'll start to get feedback from all the all the experts who can estimate what this thing may sell for. But
do you know what you're starting it at yet?
I believe just the opening bid is going to be $750.
Oh,
it's going to be one of those things where there's going to be lots and lots of bids before we get to a number that becomes reality.
So the bidding starts tomorrow on the next Huggins and Scott auction that goes from December 2nd and ends December 12th, correct, Bill?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is it noon Eastern tomorrow?
We'll mix in a few items that are going in the auction. There's that 18-karat gold pocket watch presented to J.J. McDermott for winning the 1911 U.S. Open golf tournament with a $2,500 minimum bid. That'll be interesting to see what that goes for. So we'll mix some things in throughout the show. It's HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions. There are the bidding starts tomorrow, I think, at noon Eastern time and ends on the 12th of December. So check it out. There's got to be something there for you to bid on. And the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller this week a box of Topps Chrome football. Vince delivered the prize package last week from ercdelivery.com. The winner will have to email Vince at ercdelivery.com and let him know the details of where he's supposed to send the package. But have we been getting any emails? You got some pretty neat item yesterday, Vince, didn't you? From or last week?
Yeah, earlier in the week, Tom Matthews emailed me a hockey stick autographed by the full team in 1947 Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah,
so sent some pictures as well. Really, really nice, nice hockey stick. Clear signatures. And, Bill, what do you think that might go for in one of your auctions?
Well, gosh, it's so hard to say on an item like that only because I can't imagine that it's not one of a kind. And one of a kind items are totally items that are earmarked for auctions or should be because it's so hard to put a price on. You don't know whether you're picking a price that's too high or too low. If you were the owner and said, I want $10,000 for this item, is that too high? Is it too low? Or is it the perfect number? So an auction is the best way to let our 27,000 bidders tell the world what it's worth.
Yeah, and then hope that two of them really want it if it's your item.
Yeah. Now, I know the team in 47 didn't make the playoffs, but had they made the playoffs, would that have made it more valuable?
When you get championship era signed balls or signed bats or sticks in the hockey case, that's certainly a gigantic plus as far as value goes.
And then you have to hope if they aren't a playoff team that there's a couple tough autographs on the item or a couple Hall of Famers on there that didn't sign a bunch, that type thing. That always helps the value. We've got Mike from Naperville waiting on the line with a Babe Ruth item. What do you have, Mike? Hey, Mike, you there? Okay.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, what's up?
It's Mike from Naperville.
Yeah, what's up? You have a Babe Ruth item?
Yeah, this CC14, this is my Babe Ruth jumbo from 2005 Playoff Absolute.
Oh, I saw that item. This card, yeah. What was that numbered to?
2 of 3.
2 of 3. That was the one with a large jersey patch that had pinstripes. Did it have a buttonhole or
yeah, and a stitch.
Yeah, now that's a big-time card. I really think that might do $3,000 or $4,000, Bill. I don't know if you've ever run memorabilia cards in your auctions, but this is, I've never seen a better memorabilia card of Babe Ruth than this one that Mike has. What year of Absolute was that, like 2005, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing is neat. Have you ever, now that would be an item I'm sure Bill would want to run in a Huggins and Scott auction if you ever decided to sell it, because this thing is really, you know what you ought to do, Mike, if you think of it, send me a scan of that and I can post it on Twitter or something. Really neat item. I would think that would go at least $3,000 or $4,000, which might be hard to believe for just a jersey card, but this thing is really something else. Tom from Roselle is on the line. What do you have, Tom?
How you doing?
Doing great.
I'm just calling to ask what you think about the future of Frank Thomas rookie cards, because I have multiple ones of almost every one of his rookie cards. Do you see if he gets into the hall, an increase in the value?
Well, what's going to happen, you might see an increase in the value of his high-grade gem mint or pristine-graded rookie cards, but there were so many of them produced in 1990 that they have to be perfect and they have to be graded to have any value. The rest of them, you won't see much value. At that time, they didn't have the low-numbered autograph rookie cards and the autograph patch cards and that type stuff. So what people are looking for there is the best graded one, the highest condition one that they can find. Plus, I think it wouldn't be a surprise if he makes the Hall of Fame. It might surprise people if he makes it the first year, but I think it's pretty sure he never had the steroid stigma around him. It's pretty sure he will be making the Hall of Fame at some point. So his stuff's already up there pretty good. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi from ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles or pop culture or political items. And we're giving away to one caller, or if we get an email that we use online, or we get a tweet that we use, you get in the drawing for the box of Topps Chrome football. And waiting on the line is Al from Tinley Park. What do you have there, Al? Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I have a 1985 NFC Chicago Bears championship pennant signed by Walter Payton. It's PSA authenticated.
That's nice.
It's a 1985 championship pennant.
Yeah, it's not the Super Bowl. It's the NFC, and you just don't see those anywhere.
No,
I really can't find them.
Yeah, you really don't. You see a lot of football signed by Walter, and I think those still go in the $300 to $400 range. What do you think, Bill Huggins, because it's a – there's less of them out there. Does that go for less or more than, for instance, a football, do you think?
Well, Al, pennants have a different following, so to speak, than baseballs or footballs or something like that. However, the unique part about your item is it's an NFC championship pennant, and there aren't a lot of those out there. There's probably way more Super Bowl pennants out there when they win.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the window that this thing was put out between when they won the NFC Championship and when they won the Super Bowl was, what, a week, 2 weeks?
Good point,
You've got a much, much less issued item than the Super Bowl champion pennant to have it signed. However, it's not the Super Bowl championship pennant. So to find the right buyer who is interested in something like this, that's sort of going to be the real struggle as far as who wants that, or does somebody just want, I want the Super Bowl, because that's where they ended.
Okay.
But I would still say, as Tom said, it's got to be in the 300 to 500 plus range, at least.
Okay.
How nice is the signature? And a lot of times on the felt of a pennant, the signatures are kind of weak. Is it strong? Or
no, it's strong. I would, I'm not a grader, but out of 1 through 10, I'd say is at least an 8 or a 9.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, hey, if you guys got time, I've got one more.
Yeah, go ahead. Real,
all right.
Make it kind of quick. We're coming up to a break here.
Absolutely. It's okay. I've dealt with a gentleman who's bought things from Mike Tyson's management team over the years, and I have a pair of his shoes that he didn't use in a fight, but he used in sparring sessions.
Mike Tyson worn sparring session shoes. What do you think of that, Bill?
Yikes. Well, you're kind of in the pennant versus versus balls versus
gloves. Still pretty cool, though.
Shoes versus gloves and things of that nature. I mean, very unique. Probably far, far less of those around than there are signed gloves of his or signed robes or stuff like that. So are they signed by Mike?
No, they're not signed. I know when he comes back to Chicago sometime for the National or such, I'll get him to sign them. And he'll look at them and he'll know they're his.
You got the radio voice going there, Al. you should look into that. You've got the dulcet tones that go well on the radio. Now, Bill, what do you think fight-worn Tyson shoes would go for?
I don't know that I've ever seen any, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
If you could relate them to a specific fight, a title fight, one of his big, well-known fights or something like that, that would be, ridiculous money.
Thousands, probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. Give us a call with a question about the value of your sports collectible, pop culture, political item, whatever you have, and we'll try to give you an estimate of the value. But hang in there, folks, and we'll be right back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments or questions about the value of your items. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away to one caller a box of 2013 Topps Chrome football. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. Waiting on the line here is the Green Lantern. What do you have, Lantern?
Tommy, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question, a pretty unique item. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to a radio personality, actually.
Okay.
A very prominent radio personality.
Really? What is it, Lantern?
It's a piece of Shea Stadium.
Okay, where you're a Jets fan. Are you still a Jets fan, Lantern?
I've always been a Jets fan.
Yeah, okay. You haven't given up yet.
No.
All right. I don't know that I want to know what this is, Lantern.
It's actually a urinal from the bathroom that this person had installed in their man cave.
Okay. Bill Huggins, urinal from Shea Stadium, yes, no, maybe?
Well, Tom, the last seven urinals from Shea Stadium that we've sold in our auction have averaged.
Yeah. Okay, Lantern. We're going to start enforcing the one-time-per-month calls after that one, I think.
It's actually owned by Baba Booey from The Stern Show.
Baba Booey. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. You'll have to try to bargain with him and see if Baba Booey will give you a deal on it, Lantern. Next on the line, we have David from Janesville, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, David. What do you have?
Well, I have it's something that was given to me as a handout. I'm trying to think of the year. It's the early 70s when the first terrible Taos came out. It was given out by the Greater Pittsburgh area Ford dealerships. And it's I still have the bag that it came in. It's never been taken out of there. As a kid, I just left it in there.
So it's an original terrible towel.
Terrible towel.
Okay.
Original terrible towel.
Now, didn't they have enough of those for basically everybody in the stadium?
Yeah, they were given out as a handout. The first so many thousand fans that came in there.
Probably not much value, Bill, don't you think? Or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to the right guy, you may be talking a $50 or $100 item. Yeah. I just don't know that, you know,
Yeah, there were just so many of them. That's a thing. Now, the Huggins and Scott auctions, HugginsandScott.com, the December auction starts tomorrow, runs December 2nd through December 12th. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and sign up to bid. But another item going in that auction is a $1957 dollar bill signed by Cassius Clay, Sonny Liston, and Joe Louis. Lots of neat items going. Another thing that they have, this is new, I think, Bill, right, where you have some internet-only items. So if bidders get the Huggins catalog, there's additional items?
Yes, we've got, starting with this auction and moving forward through 2014, we have a section that is going to be sort of last-minute edition type things that come in late, and also items that are more geared towards just single-item type items that will be on our internet-only thing, the items that don't require a whole lot of write-up, meaning the photo is worth 1,000 words type thing where you can see a picture of it on the internet, the front and back of the card, or it's a baseball or a bat or things like that. But they're going to be items that that just will, I think, appeal to a lot of different people who are looking for just one item things.
You know, there's some neat stuff even on there. There's a Billy Martin autographed lithograph, an Ichiro signed and framed Mariners jersey. A lot of neat items even on the internet only items. So check out HugginsandScott.com. The auction begins. The bidding starts tomorrow. Okay, next on the line we have Joe from Spooner, Wisconsin. How are things in Spooner, Joe?
Hey, pretty good. I'm calling you from a high above in a tree stand. I'm deer hunting right now.
Okay. All right. I wonder if the deer
happen to have a radio on, and I don't normally get you this far away, but in the early morning hours there, you came in loud and clear, so I got your phone number.
Yeah, I think on weekends, actually, that you can hear this station throughout most of the Midwest, actually. So keep tuning in, Joe.
Yeah.
What do you have?
Yeah, see, I have an autographed football from the 1963 Chicago Bear Championship team. It's a pen and ink signatures, and I have an accompanying letter from George Halas to me thanking me for my support. And I was about 13 years old, 12 years old at the time. My dad got it for me for Christmas.
Wow, that's awesome.
And, then I have an accompanying sheet of autographs from the 62 Bears that I used to collect at the Northland Hotel in Green Bay when I was a kid. So,
Bill, what do you think of that ball? That's a nice
Well, idea. I mean, depending on its display ability and all that type of stuff, Joe, that's got to be a, you know, $500,000 plus ball, maybe more. I mean, it's certainly not a championship ball, I'm sure. That was more of the Packers era.
63, the Bears won.
Yeah, they won the title.
Oh, they did win that year.
Yeah, they won that year.
Beat the Packers. Okay, well, even better.
They beat the Giants in the title game that year. That's the one where it was a classic picture of Y.E. Tittle, like, on his knees in a pool of blood, basically. That was the Bears that did that to him.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's a championship year ball.
Oh, I would mm-hmm. then I would venture to say you're talking 1,000 to 2,000 plus easy.
Beautiful. Yeah. So you remember you can consign that to a Huggins and Scott auction if you ever want to sell it. Now
let me ask you a question on the pen and ink signatures. How do you preserve those so the ink doesn't fade?
Well, the best thing you want to do is keep it out of bright light, especially direct sunlight, as much as possible.
I got it wrapped up right now in my closet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can always bring it out if you have guests come over and you want to show it, but it's good to keep it out of direct sunlight as much as possible. Next on the line, we have Tim from Westmont. What do you have there, Tim?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a 95 Steve Smith, mostly autographed team jersey.
From the Blackhawks?
Correct.
Yeah, it's not in a game-worn?
You know what? I think it is a game-worn, actually, because he was a friend of mine, and he gave it to me.
Okay, huh.
And we arm wrestled for me to get this jersey.
And you beat Steve Smith in arm wrestling.
You know what? I don't remember if I did. We both turned purple. We turned purple, and our veins were popping out. And he's a beast.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you do? Are you like
I'm a painting contractor, and Steve Smith started building homes in '95.
Oh.
And that's how we got together.
Now, he was a good defenseman from the Blackhawks. If that was Game Warren signed jersey, do you think that does over 200 or 300, Bill, or not?
Oh, easily. Jersey from, yes.
Okay.
You could be talking 500 to 1,000 or more for a team signed jersey that was Game Warren, for sure.
So that might be something you'd put in.
Chelios, Roenick.
Well, oh, yeah, you've got Hall of Famers on there, for sure.
Now,
how was their team that year?
They were good. They were good. It was the last good team. Until they
started over again recently. Okay, next on the line we have Dave from Evergreen Park. Tell us what you have, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. A couple years back, Michael Jordan's son was playing against my son at Brother Rice in Chicago High School. And they asked me to be kind of like, keep the fans away from him, be kind of like his bodyguard. Matt Sui's son was also playing for Loyola Academy.
Sounds like maybe you could have been arm wrestling with that previous caller then, huh, Dave?
Yeah, and he wouldn't sign any autographs or anything like that. I had a brand new, it's kind of like a turtleneck, Nike turtleneck, and it said Brother Rice on one side, and it's white. And he signed it, Michael Jordan, big signature. And you could see that when you look at it, you could see in the signature the 23. Mm. And I have it in a frame. The frame was like $300. And it's a one of a kind. And I don't know.
So his son went to Brother Rice?
His son played for Loyola.
For Loyola.
He was playing against my son.
Okay.
He was playing against my son at Brother Rice. They were sophomores at the time.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird item, don't you think, Bill?
Yeah, that sounds like, Dave, one of those kind of, we've had them before, guys have called in, it's worthless and priceless.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things that is, the moment that you've got this thing, the story behind it, nobody can replicate that other than you. And if you were to ever sell it, you don't come with the jersey.
Not a lot of other people would probably want that item, though. They'd rather have something else if you're going to pay for a Jordan signature. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away to one caller or a tweeter. You can tweet me a question at TCrownTom. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2013 Topps Chrome football, so give us a call. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente from ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. Greg from Joliet is on the line. What do you have, Greg?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I've got a few Michael Jordan pieces. I've got a couple signed jerseys. One is North Carolina jersey framed, and the other is Chicago Bulls that is written in the silver pen that says "Best wishes, Michael Jordan."
Okay, are those Upper Deck authenticated?
That I'm not sure of. That's what I'm kind of calling about. How would I get those authenticated?
Well, Upper Deck authenticated. Jordan has a deal with Upper Deck, and the Upper Deck authenticated items, everybody knows they're real. If you have that certificate, they usually have a hologram on the item and then a certificate that goes with it, and we know those are good. If not, JSA is an authenticator that could do something on that. But I think Jordan jerseys, I've got one in a T-Crown right now that's in a nice frame, Upper Deck authenticated for $1,200 plus tax. So, I mean, they go for some very good bucks. It's a great item to have, one of the better type things that of Jordan that you can have, actually. Okay, Franklin from Chicago. Sounds like an interesting item here. Franklin, tell us what you have.
Oh, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
I have a signed first edition book, The Years of Renewal, written by Henry Kissinger, number 2413 out of 2500, published by Eaton Press.
What year was that, Franklin, do you know?
Yeah, I got the book right here.
Okay.
Bill
Huggins, while he's looking up the year, have you had anything from Kissinger in any of your auctions?
Boy, it doesn't ring a bell, Tom.
Yeah.
Franklin, I would venture to say a book signed by him on its worst day has got to be a couple of hundred dollars on his name alone.
Right.
Limited out of 2,500 doesn't really, I mean, if it was a much less number, that may be a better item.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was something that was sold or whether all of them were signed or what. It was published in 1999.
Do you think that would be an item you'd want to try in a Huggins and Scott auction, Bill?
I would certainly want to do a little more research, Franklin, as far as to see what type of, if any, have sold and what they have sold for. But if you're interested in selling it, absolutely, give us a call.
Okay, you can call.
What's that number?
Call Bill Huggins at 1-866-462-2273. That's Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions. Okay, we're coming up to another short break. We're on till 8 o'clock Central Time. So hang in there, everybody. But you can give us a call now at 312-332-3776. If you have a question about the value of an item, we're on till 8, and we'll try to give you the best estimate that we can of what your item might sell for if it goes in an auction. So hang in there. We'll be right back. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERCDelivery.com and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. We have a full line of callers here. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time, so let's get right to the calls. Waiting the longest is Jeff from Des Plaines. You got some Mickey Mantle stuff there, eh, Jeff?
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I have a rather large collection of mostly baseball photographs with signatures, but I was a huge Mickey Mantle fan, and I have probably two or three balls that are signed by him. Some pictures, a couple newspapers that he signed for me. That's the biggest part of my collection, although I have a lot of other things such as DiMaggio, Fusio, Bank. I have a lot of autographs on photographs.
Do you have any Mickey Mantle baseball cards from the 50s or just...
No, I lost them all in a fire. I had 56, 57. I had his triple crown card. I had all of it, but we had a huge fire, and I lost all that.
Well, most of his baseballs usually sell in the $500 range if they're a nice ball. I guess if you had one that was perfect white, it would probably go for more than that. But, would you, Bill Huggins, would you take a lot of things? Like, let's say somebody had 3 baseballs and 10 photos signed by Mantle. Would you sell that as a lot in an auction, or what would you do with that?
Well, Tom, it would really depend on what it was. I mean, sometimes, yes, we do put several things together. I don't know that all of that would be the right way to sell all of Jeff's stuff. I mean, too much of it in a lot, you're more or less giving some of it away.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, some of it would depend on us. Are there any inscriptions on it? Those tend to bring significantly more than just his name. Sometimes he'll put his number 7 or 536 his home runs or
right.
Crown 1956. Things of inscriptions like that make him far, far more valuable than just his name.
Well,
quite honestly, what I'd like to do is, I've had this collection since I was a younger person, and I'd like to sell the whole thing. I know that'll be difficult, but that's what I'd like to do, is put it all on display, have people look at it, and just sell it for a price and be done with it, you know.
Well,
I can certainly do that for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
By all means, if you're interested in revisiting this, give us a call. I'd be more than happy to discuss and explain to you sort of the way that we would do this for you to get you the most money.
The best way to do it so you do get the most. And the number at Huggins, the number is 1-866-462-2273. That's Huggins and Scott Auctions. And you can check
2273.
Yeah, you can check out their website, HugginsandScott.com. They have an auction starting tomorrow that goes for 10 days. And check out all the neat stuff they have on there. So
yeah, you just want to remember when you call, don't call in right now because nobody's at the office right now.
Yeah, right.
We'll be there at noon today. We're open noon to 5 on Sundays after the show is open, East Coast time. I just don't know if when you give this number out, people are hanging up and calling us because they're going to get our answering machine if not. So.
Okay, and then you guys get back to them or they just call back?
Oh, yeah, if they leave a message, we will certainly get back to them. Or if they want to call us during the week, we have regular business hours and all. I know you've been giving the number out all these times, and I just wonder if anybody hangs up and calls right then, and they're like, oh, nobody's there.
Yeah, I think most people kind of realize that on a Sunday. That's probably a possibility. So Ryan from Bloomington is on the line. What do you have, Ryan? Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You calling for anything in particular today, Ryan, or just calling to say hi?
I have a chair from the Indiana basketball bench that was used 2 years ago during the Indiana-Kentucky game where they hit the buzzer beater shot, and I got multiple players to sign it. Is that worth anything?
Anybody that's doing anything in the pros yet?
So Christian Watford, who hit the shot, and then both Victor Oladipo and Cody Zeller, who were number 2 and 4 picks.
Yeah, Oladipo's stuff is pretty hot right now, his signed cards. You think that gets a couple hundred, Bill?
Oh, I would say on its worst day that gets a couple hundred dollars. It's one of those, there again, you know, Ryan, a one-of-a-kind item that just is screaming to be auctioned as opposed to all of us trying to pick a number as to what it would sell
for. I was hoping he was going to say it was the chair that Bobby Knight threw across the
court. Yeah, there you go.
Can you imagine what that thing would go for if anybody could prove that was that chair? Bruce from Orland Park has an older item here. Bruce, tell us what you have.
I have tickets to each of the 4 rounds of the 1928 U.S. Open held at Olympia Fields. They were the ticket price was $2, and Cook County charged you an extra 20 cents in tax.
That's surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Boy, they were really raking it in then even, huh? Now, have you ever had older tickets like that to a golf tournament, Bill?
Yeah, we've had tickets and programs. More so major events like Masters, U.S. Open, things of that nature. However,
this was a U.S. Open at Olympia Fields in
2018. Oh, okay. Well, Bruce, I mean, I would certainly say that those would be a fantastic item. We have a vastly growing golf section in our catalog that people just can't get enough stuff. It's far less available than baseball or football items.
Are they creased up or are they still clean, Bruce? How good a condition are the tickets? Because that's just kind of like a card where the conditions help.
It's
also
a round card, and they're in perfect condition except where they must have string attached to them through a little hole, and that little piece is just, you know, pulled out.
Yeah. Huh. Sounds nice. Well, contact Bill at HugginsandScott.com, and that might be a good auction item also. Okay, Chris from Arlington Heights is on the line with a George Halas item. Chris?
Yeah, hi. It's from training, Bears training camp, where they used to be up in Lake Forest. You would go up to, they used to have the training camp guide. It was probably about 8 inches by about 3 inches, and it was, you know, just a double open up. I think it's a lithograph of Bob Parsons on the cover.
Bob Parsons.
And I was, you know,
that wasn't one of their better time frames when they got Bob Parsons on the cover.
Yeah, he's your marquee player, right?
Yeah.
I actually got, George Halas was driving around, his assistant was driving his golf cart, and my dad walked away, and I walked right up to Mr. Halas, and he signed it for me. So I've got George Halas's autograph on this 1978 training camp guide.
I think something like that might be 100 to 200, probably not more than that, would it, Bill?
Yeah, I would venture to say it. Yeah. It's just the item that it's on is probably less attractive than the George Halas signature. Is a great signature to have.
I'd like to have it on a manhole cover. Ditka's famous line, he throws around, I think it was Ditka who said he throws around nickels like manhole covers. I picked up I collect NBA Hall of Fame autographs, and also I collect Bears Hall of Fame autographs, and I picked up a Halas on an old 60s team card, I think, which is kind of a neat item. Do you have any, Vince, do you have something in particular that you like to collect? Are you more like kind of oddball type stuff, like pop culture type stuff?
I love the Pops. Yeah. Pop Century that Leaf came out with in the last couple years. We've had a lot of fun with that. There was a dual auto that was kind of sticks out. Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan on one card.
Yeah, I wonder if they knew they were together on that one.
Yeah, I questioned that too. But that was an interesting.
Yeah,
card.
Very cool.
Yep.
Mark from Portage Park is on the line. What do you have there, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Doing great.
Morning.
I got a '69 Spalding Cubs team signed ball, 22 signatures. It's all in red ink.
Red ink, I guess that's kind of fitting for what they did that year.
Yeah, about that.
Be nice, Tom, over there.
22 signatures. It's Don Young on it. I know a lot of Cub collectors say they've had trouble over the years getting Don Young.
There's three extra. Well, most of them that they're selling, I see, have 19 signatures. And mine has 22. It has Banks, Sano, Williams, Jenkins, Leo DeRocher on the sweet spot. And I'm not sure if Don Young is on it.
Yeah, you got to check that out, but it's probably at least a few hundred dollars even without Young. But if you don't have him on there, I definitely would try to get him on there. You know, the Bulls with Derrick Rose injured, the season's kind of fallen apart on him. And what I think I'm going to do, because I'm really having trouble watching some of these Bulls games right now, I'm going to try to watch as many of the college basketball games are the guys that are supposed to be the high draft picks. Like you got Jabari Parker, you got Wiggins, you got, I watched the other day, Oklahoma State actually has a ton of talent on their team, and they have this guard, Marcus Smart. He's like 6'4", 220, built like a rock. He a little bit questionable with his shooting ability, but he has real good court vision, handles the ball real well. I think he's probably going to end up being a top five pick. But that's what I want to do. I want to see some of these guys. It's supposed to be the best draft in June that's been in the NBA for years. So I want to see as much as I can of some of these guys and see how good they actually are. Kansas has actually a seven-footer that looks pretty coordinated too. So that's what I'm going to do and hope this Bulls season ends as soon as possible. And waiting on the line, we have Ron from Schaumburg. What do you have there, Ron?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Good.
Love your show.
Thanks.
What I have is I have a autographed, a signed hat. It was my dad's old hat that my wife brought into her studio. They shot the Blues Brothers, the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Okay.
That locker room poster. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the Bears were at the studio. They set it up like a locker room, and they did a shoot. And she had everybody sign my dad's hat. It's an old felt hat, maybe from the 40s or something like that.
So it's everybody who did the Super Bowl shuffle.
Everybody
is
on the team, everybody signed.
That did the shuffle.
No, everybody on the team.
Okay, so it's more than just the guys that did the Super Bowl shuffle.
Right, right. The only one that did not sign it was Singletary, and reason being was that he's airbrushed in. If you actually look at that poster close, you can see that he's airbrushed in on that on that shot.
Okay.
He had another commitment to do a speaking or something like that.
So how many total signatures are on there?
I don't have the hat in front of me, but there's quite a bit.
Okay.
Barb, how many signatures
you have? And you've got Walter Payton's on there.
She says at least like 12.
That might just be the guys that did the shuffle, which by the way, didn't hold up well over time. Have you seen that thing recently? Yeah, it is brutal. Now, have you ever had an item signed by just the Super Bowl shuffle guys, Bill? I think that's actually, that might be more Chicago, but that's kind of a neat item. Actually.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very unique. Yeah. I mean, trying to put a value on that again is...
tough one without auction
in it. ...is hard, but I would certainly say it's got to be several hundred dollars or more.
Yeah, you'd probably start at least a couple hundred, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
On eBay here, we have an 85 team signed Super Bowl shuffle poster, 24 autos, including Walter Payton, sold in September for $300.
Okay.
Yeah. It gives them a perspective on what it's worth.
Does it say how that was authenticated?
I believe...
Some of the eBay stuff you'd never know. Always make sure when you're buying something on eBay that you do check the authentication, you know, just to make sure. Dave from Hammond is on the line. What do you have there, Dave? Hey, Dave. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. I got a pretty cool item, maybe just because I'm from Chicago, though, but I have a Super Bowl ticket stub from Super Bowl that the Bears lost to the Colts in, autographed by Devin Hester.
Bears.
Yeah. Super Bowl ticket stub.
I know they lost, but yeah, I mean, come on.
And he ran back that kick. I mean, that was awesome. Yeah. Now, what do you think on that, Bill, that the combination, a Hester autograph by itself isn't so big,
well, I think Dave hit it on the head. That's probably a Chicago area item. It's $50, $100 or so. I mean, the stub, if it was, you know, the stub versus a full ticket is certainly lesser. If it happens to be a full ticket, that is.
Well, I mean, it is a pretty big ticket.
Yeah,
I
would think, you know, if I had that at T Crown, I'd probably have it for a couple $100. So that's probably a pretty neat item. Now, Tony from Wicker Park, is this? Do I see something with Tinker and Evers on it? What do you have?
Well, I have the T206 1910 tobacco card of Tinker and Evers. I don't have Chance. And they have a program from the early 70s, Ravi Shankar and the ex-Beatle George Harrison program. And I was wondering what they were worth.
Did they both sign that?
No.
Okay, well, let's go back to the Tinker and Evers then. How good a condition are the tobacco cards, and what are the backs of them? A lot of times the harder-to-get tobacco card back can go for some really good bucks. Do you know off the top of your head, Tony?
Well, it says Piedmont on. Just go through the gate.
Piedmont
go
on the back.
Gate.
Okay, Tony. One thing at a time here. No, don't multitask.
I'm at work, and I've got a gentleman here that's trying to get through.
Okay.
But
how good a condition?
Piedmont, and I would say at best that the condition is fair.
Okay, so they're probably maybe a couple $100 a card with not top condition. Have you ever had like a card that you didn't think would be that much, but because a tobacco card had an unusual back, went for a lot of money, Bill?
Oh, those are, you hit it right on the head, Tom. The T206s they're fairly plentiful, but with the Piedmont and the Sweet Caporal backs. But when you start getting into any of the unusual backs, the Lennox, the Drum, the Usitz, or by God forbid, the Ty Cobb back, those get into stupid money.
Yeah, those Ty Cobb backs. How many?
Well, there's only the Ty Cobb. He's the only one with the Ty Cobb back.
Oh, is that what it is? Huh? I
oh,
saw
yeah.
one
He's
of those.
The only one that, at least that has surfaced so far.
Okay, and that went for crazy money, didn't it?
Oh, anytime those surface in any condition, they're mega thousands.
Which leads us into our final caller. We have Mike from Geneva with a Cobb signed letter. I hope that's Ty Cobb and not Randall Cobb.
It is Ty Cobb.
Okay, and who's the letter made out to? Real quick, we're coming
to the guy named White from the Tribune. I'm not home right now to look at it, but it's from 1923, and it was a typed letter, and you know, he was thanking the guy for an article I guess he wrote.
Okay, so nothing real historic. What is that? What do you think value on that? Real quick,
is it signed Ty Cobb or just Ty?
Ty Cobb, I think he said.
Ty Cobb letters bring $1,000 to $2,000. He was a big letter writer.
Okay,
lots of letters.
Time to do the drawing. We're at the end of another show. Vince, the winner of the box of Topps Chrome football is
Dave from Evergreen Park.
Dave from Evergreen Park. Email Vince at ercdelivery.com with the details, and Vince will have that delivered directly to your house. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. Have a great auction this week. Bidding starts tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. We'll be on next Sunday.